This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We're underway with periodic conversations with community leaders, city governments, and more around the area. And Winston City Manager Mark Bauer in today. How are you doing?
Great, Kyle. It's good to be back.
Well, talk about the city of Winston. Kind of give us an overview of how things went in 2022.
Well, the 2022 year actually went pretty well for us. We weren't greatly impacted by a lot of the COVID issues that a lot of other cities were impacted with. We were able to add a police position into our budget this year. So we put a little another patrol officer out on the street. So financially, the city has been doing well in continuing to get things done, get projects done, and keep moving the city ahead.
I know that additional police position, that hadn't been there in a long time.
That's right. Hadn't added a police position, a patrol officer, since the 80s. So it had been a long time coming, and it was much needed to give our current officer staff some time off.
Now, what are you seeing, speaking of staff, how are you guys doing staff-wise? Because just about every organization, company, or level of government seems to be a little behind on the staffing.
Well, that's just part of the business, Kyle. We, especially in small cities, we do what we can with what we can afford. And we just can't afford that much staff. So everybody has to be able to do more than just one job. We hire individuals that have capabilities well beyond the positions we're looking at them to fill.
Are you able to fill all the positions you have, though?
We are. We've been very lucky in finding good people to fill our positions, and all the way up and down the ladder, we have a great staff.
So talk about project-wise, any big things take place in 2022?
Well, we didn't have any really large projects happen in 2022. It was mostly a planning for projects coming forward that will be happening in this next budget year. We've been doing, like I said, a lot of planning. I want to talk about one, though, that recent success that our Public Works Director and Community Development Director partnered on to get a approximately $2 million Safe Routes to Schools grant. And that's going to be a big project and a huge improvement for the city. And it will be dealing with streets and sidewalk access around our McGovern Grade School, which has horrible access at this point in time. And a lot of kids walk into that school, and it's just not safe.
Now, if people aren't familiar, explain where McGovern is.
McGovern is on the west side of the community. It's kind of around halfway between City Hall, if you're looking at City Hall, and then the where the boat landing is at, and then it's between Looking Glass Road and 42.
So what kinds of things are they going to be able to do there to improve the situation?
Well, it's going to be primarily a lot of sidewalk and street improvements in that area to provide safe access to that school. Right now, the primary road that it provides access to McGovern is probably one of the worst roads we have in the city. It's mainly gravel and potholes and no sidewalks. So the kids are intermingling with the vehicles and walking in that access, and it's just a totally unsafe situation.
And that probably also means that it's more likely that parents are taking them to school than letting them walk or ride a bike to school just because of that.
There's a great deal of parent transportation going in and out of that school, but we still have a lot of walkers as well. It's in a heavy residential area, so we still have a lot of kids walking in there. And that's one of the reasons that the grant application rated so high was because of the unsafe situation that we have there.
So what any timeline projected for when you're going to work on this?
Well, we just got notice of the grant award, so the next phase will go into design, the pre-design and design of the project. So the project's probably at least another year away before we can actually get some concrete and asphalt on the ground.
Yeah, those always take a long time because you really, I mean, it's a long process, and people probably, unless they're an engineer or city planner or something, don't realize how much goes into that.
Yeah, it is. It is a long process. And, you know, there are federal and state rules that slow it down compared to working in the private sector. So it's a long process, but it'll be a great project when it's finished.
So what about, speaking of neighborhoods, much home building going on out in the city?
Well, certainly not at the pace we've seen in the last few years, but we are still building new houses in the community. And that's, you know, inflation has impacted it tremendously. The cost of the new product as well as, you know, the building materials to build them has gone up a good percentage. So it has definitely slowed down, but we are still getting new houses built.
Do you still hear from people interested in relocating to the area?
All the time. It's interesting. As soon as we can get a house built, it's filled, just like anywhere else in Douglas County. But a lot of these individuals are coming in from the outside, so from different states. So it's, a different demographic for sure.
Now, what about available land? How are you guys in terms of your city boundaries, urban growth boundary, in terms of being able to accommodate those projects when they come along?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that. We completed a housing analysis study this year to look at our housing needs in the community and specifically the urban growth boundary. And as you might imagine, the largest portion of urban growth boundary is taken up by wildlife safari, which as a wildlife park is never going to be anything but a wildlife park. And so we did get the state to allow us to remove that from consideration for new growth of housing. So we are hopeful to look to expand westwardly in the not too distant future to grow our urban growth boundary because we are running out of inventory of land.
It seems like that is happening commonly around the area, and I don't suspect Wildlife Safari would really particularly like homes on the drive-through.
No, not at all. That they like to have that wild environment, and we try our best to keep it that way.
And that also brings a lot of people in to Winston.
It does, certainly does. They are a tremendous tourism draw to the area. The difficult part for us has been to draw them away from Wildlife Safari into the community and provide services that they're looking for. So, one of those services that we are looking forward to opening in the not too distant future here is the new Farmers Co-op building, which is nearing completion and should be open here within the next 3 to 4 months, I would imagine. The building and infrastructure is for the most part up, and they are just finishing up the interior of the store and awaiting inventory. So that's going to be a huge improvement in our business community.
Now, that one, a lot of people have been watching for a while right there on the highway. What about other businesses? Are you seeing other new businesses coming into Winston?
We haven't seen a great deal of new growth in our business district. Most of the businesses that have come in have been home-based businesses, small businesses that can work out of their houses under the criteria of the home-based business code. But we are, still hoping to increase that inventory of businesses here in the not-too-distant future as well.
All right, Mark Bauer, city manager for the city of Winston, back with more in a moment. The interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about some of the work of the Oregon Community Foundation. Our longtime friend Kelly Leonard will be in, along with one of the foundation staff members, to talk about the Oregon Community Foundation and some things they have going on right now. City Manager Mark Bauer from the city of Winston in now, getting an update on things happening there. Talk about finances. I mean, that's one of your main areas to track and deal with. How's the city doing financially?
Well, we are seeing that our revenues that are coming in fairly close to projected. Our primary revenue stream comes from property tax, both for our urban renewal agency and for the city budget. So we haven't seen any drop. Fact, we've had some good growth in our property tax over the last several years with new housing in the community. So that's been solid. So right now we're doing okay. Of course, this inflation is hurting us. The cost of gas for our police operations and public works operations for fuel, both diesel and gas, is, has put a dent in our budgets, especially at the start of our fiscal year, which, runs from July to June. So we're halfway through our budget year now. But our revenues have been good, and our expenses we've been able to manage. So, and still move forward with projects. So, good things happening there.
Now, price of gas has come back down and moderated some, but it's interesting when you think about, and I don't think I thought about it quite in this light recently, the average person, we all grumbled as the price of gas went up there for quite a while before it started coming back down. But you think about the impact for a middle-class family with a couple of vehicles, but then, take what you're doing with numerous police vehicles and public works vehicles and other vehicles, that was probably a big hit.
It was. And I'm trying to remember now offhand what we had plugged into the budget this year to start the year, because that's when the prices were the highest. And that first quarter and a half of this year, we were stuck with those pretty high prices. So, it took a big chunk out of our budget this year that we weren't planning on coming into the budget year, for sure.
Now, for some folks, depending on where they live, they can walk more, ride their bike more, or whatever. Not so much when you're trying to patrol a city.
That's correct, yeah. The police cars, they've got to be on the street to be effective. So, that's a big cost, is the operation of those police vehicles.
Now, we've had these federal COVID-19 related funds. Are those still coming your way?
We've actually took in our last chunk of COVID money in August, and so we don't have any more on the horizon that we're aware of until some of this infrastructure money breaks loose from the federal government to do some water, wastewater, and street projects with. Right now, the dollars that we do have, we've done some things with. One of them is we put an umbrella internet system in up at Reservoir on Reservoir Hill. That's property of the water district, but we've been able to put some antennas up there and route our internet service through one connection to that umbrella, and then it provides an internet umbrella to all city services over the city. It allows us, too, to, as we go along, to improve our ability to capture video in the community as far as all of our facilities, or school facilities, any facilities in the city that need to be looked at so and watched for a different reason. So providing us more security within the community, which is a great thing. Another thing is that we let a bid for a new roof on our community center. And so that's approximately a $300,000 project that's being covered by that grant and should be starting here as soon as we get a little break in the weather. We've been waiting, as a lot of people have, on the supply chain to get materials and do that roof system with. So that's another big one that's coming. And then the last project that we'll be spending a lot, the remainder and probably the biggest part of our $1.2 million on is replacement of our primary sewer lines going across from our community. Our sewer treatment plant sits on the other side of the river. So we have to get new lines across that river because the ones that are in there have reached their design capabilities. So,
and that doesn't sound like an easy project.
No, the siphon project, as we know it, is not going to be. It's going to be a boring project. So we're going to have directional boring that's going to go down, go underneath that river system, and cross over to the treatment plant to install those new lines.
So not a boring project, but a boring project.
That's right.
And obviously super important.
Very, very important. If we were to lose our lines going across the river, we would have no way to get sewage out of the community over to our treatment plant. That'd be a big problem.
And it's those basics that are kind of an essential part of what city governments do.
That's right. And along those same lines, we just completed a system development charge study that looks at what the cost is to new citizens in the community for their housing to pay their fair share of the sewer system. And one of the things that study came up with is about $25 million in needed sewer line replacement. And that's going to be a huge issue for the community moving forward because those lines desperately need to be replaced.
Well, given the age of a lot of the housing in Winston, I imagine there are a lot of those infrastructure issues. Things are just really aging out.
They are, definitely. And that's what we've seen. They've reached their useful life, and we are seeing through our TVing process, where we're able to go in and look inside those lines and see what's going on, we're seeing problems that, quite frankly, scare our public works director, and doesn't sleep well at night as a result of it. So, those lines need to be replaced, and we've got to come up with the money somehow to do that with. And system development charge is a portion of that pie as we move forward.
So many communities, there was a lot of development in the 50s, 60s, 70s, but all of that is now 50, 60, 70 years old.
That's right. And, those lines were never intended to be in the ground that long. 50 years on a design life is typically what we look at, and we're well beyond that with a great portion of our system.
What about parks in Winston? Anything new going on there?
Yeah, I want to talk about a project that was recently funded through a grant from a local nonprofit in our community known as the Winston Area Community Projects, or WAKE UP. They just granted the city $130,000 to replace a pavilion at our community park, which is the park right next to our community center. And a project that we completed design on last year, but did not have the money in our budget to fund the construction of. And so they stepped up and funded that project. That's a great project for us.
And that's just to the south of the community center, right?
That's right. And the old pavilion that stood there for a long time became unsafe here a couple years ago, and unfortunately we had to remove it. So, but it was a very important part of the infrastructure for that park.
So what will that allow you to do once the new one's built?
Well, it'll allow us to have citizens have a place where they can hold birthday parties and things out of the rain, you know, for the most part. So as we know in this environment, a shelter is very important when it comes to outside enjoyment.
What about other plans for 2023, different things around Winston?
Well, again, what we're looking at completing this year is our West Side project, a project we've had on the books for the last couple of years. And it's a replacement of streets and sidewalks and storm drainage in the Rose Street, Sherry Street area up around where our new police station is at. That's some of our oldest infrastructure. We did a big project on the east side here a couple years ago, and we want to come back and do one on the west side. So that's the project that was laid out, and we just let bids on that project as well. And that's about an $800,000 project.
Well, it sounds like a lot is going on in the city of Winston.
It is. There's one other project I just wanted to take a quick moment and talk about. City Council recently approved the placement of a four-way stop at Grape and Thompson. Thompson is a long straight stretch. It goes in front of the Winston Middle School, and we've had a lot of complaints and issues with speeding. So they approved that project, and you'll be seeing a four-way stop unveiled here, there in the near future.
All right, Mark Bauer, City of Winston, thanks for coming in.
You bet.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.